Hi guys, Alana Terry here. You're listening to the Successful Writer Podcast. I want to welcome you, and I'm really glad that you joined us. Today, we are going to be talking about pre-orders. So if you haven't heard, Amazon has recently changed their pre-order rules, and it seems as if they did this kind of quietly, that people weren't emailed about this, but authors just started to notice this change in the dashboard. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to tell you the old pre-order system, then explain the new features and why it's so much better for us authors. And then I'll dive into a quick discussion of whether or not pre-orders are a good idea for you and the pros and cons of putting your book up on pre-order. So it used to be that on Amazon, you could set your book up for pre-order up to 90 days in advance. Until recently, you also had to have an actual book file there. And if you didn't upload the newest file by a certain deadline, then people would end up getting like draft versions of your book. So what people would do is they would need to put up a file. And so they'd put up a draft or a placeholder. And if they didn't upload the real file within the right time frame, people who pre-ordered their book would wake up on publication day and see a book with all kinds of typos, or maybe it just says, this is a pre-order version, it's a draft. Sadly, sometimes Amazon would do this even if authors jumped through every single possible hoop. So recently, Amazon said, okay, you don't need to upload a file. This is called an assetless pre-order. And a lot of the other platforms allow you to do assetless pre-orders like Draft to Digital. And so it was great when Amazon made this change. But there still were some other major faults, or not faults, but just kind of weaknesses or limitations to Amazon pre-orders. One of those was just the 90 days. And other platforms, you can set pre-orders up to 6 months, sometimes even more ahead of time. And also, on every other platform, if you miss a pre-order date, you can just go in and change the pre-order date. So let's say you say, I'm going to publish my book on December 10th, and something goes wrong, you don't get your edited version back until December 13th. So then you can just change and say, okay, let's publish it December 13th when I'm ready. Up until like this past week, what Amazon would do is if you didn't meet your pre-order deadline, you either had, like I said, the draft version sent out to people, or you would tell them, hey, I missed my pre-order, and they would not allow you to use pre-orders for a year. That was their penalty. If you miss a pre-order deadline, then they're going to make it so that for a full year, you can't do anything with pre-orders. So obviously, this was pretty stressful for authors and a reason why some people didn't use pre-orders at all. So the great news is that now Amazon allows you to do assetless pre-orders, which they've been doing for a couple months now, and that's where you don't have to upload any draft or file. They are allowing you to set up a pre-order up to 12 months ahead of time. This is one of their new features. They are also allowing you to push back your publication date by 30 days with no penalty. So going back to that December 10th, let's say it's not ready by December 10th, you can tell them, okay, let's publish it on January 8th. And as long as it's within 30 days of your original publication date that you gave them, then there's no penalty whatsoever. So great news for authors. It's a great time to really be considering pre-orders if you haven't done them before. So now let's go into pros and cons of pre-orders. I want to start with the pros because there's quite a lot of them. Depending on your personality, pre-orders can really help you, whether you're a last minute person or whether you're like me. I kind of call myself a reverse procrastinator. I'm the kind of person who, like in college, I literally worked ahead to get done with like everything by Thanksgiving for first semester or by spring break for second semester. Like I had the syllabus, said, okay, I'm just going to do it and get ahead so that I have extra time. I'm weird that way. I'm not totally like that anymore. But if you're like me, and you like things just being done and totally organized ahead of time, pre-orders can be really, really nice because you get your book, you edit your book, you get your cover, but you can set it up ahead of time so that on like launch day or launch week, you don't have 50 things you have to do. So before authors could do pre-orders, it was like, you know, you got your edited file back, you formatted it, you got the cover, you put everything in the KDP dashboard, you started all your promo stuff, and it all happened in a super short window of like a day or two. Now, I like doing pre-orders because I like having them set ahead of time, and I know that they're there, I know they're going to take care of things for me. I also really like it when I have a series out. So when I publish book two in a series, it's really nice in the back of book two to have a pre-order button to buy book three. Now, it used to be if you wanted to do this, that you had, that meant you had to be publishing a book every 90 days, right, to meet that kind of pre-order deadline. But now you can do it up to a year. So it's great for people who like to plan ahead and not feel quite so rushed. So what I like to do is I'll set up my pre-order. I didn't care for like putting up drafts of a pre-order. My philosophy always was I didn't want to be that stressed. And so I would wait until it was pretty much close to the final copy and use that. But now that you can do an assetless pre-order, you don't even need to worry about that. You can just set up your pre-order, get your back matter changed, get all your formatting, and work on all of your ads and promotional things ahead of time, because you're going to have that ASIN number. You're going to have a place to tell readers where to buy. You can start building buzz for your book. So I'm a big fan of pre-orders because it helps me to work ahead and not feel really, really hectic. Now, if you're the exact opposite, if you work great on deadlines, pre-orders can also be nice for you. I don't do it this way, but I know some authors that as soon as they've got like the cover and the idea, they just put up the pre-order, and then it gives them a project. They know it has to be written and edited and finished by a certain date. I don't like that kind of pressure, so I don't like to do it that way. But some people who are driven by deadlines like to set up a pre-order because it gives them something that they know they have to work towards. It's kind of easy when you're an indie author to just say, okay, I'll get this book out there when it gets out there. And so if you need that kind of external motivation in the face of a deadline, having the pre-order can be really helpful for that as well. Like I already mentioned, pre-orders can be a great way to capitalize on your existing readers so that when you have one book out, if you can get into the roll of things and at least have your kind of cover and blurb ready to go, you can have the pre-order link for book two in the back of book one as soon as book one goes live so that readers always have something to go to next. That's pretty nice. So, for example, if you're a brand new author with only one or two books out, it can be really nice for you to set up a book on pre-order, even if it's for 12 months from now, so that people who love your book now can just click and say, oh yeah, I'm going to pre-order this. Let me go ahead and get this. And then you kind of keep those readers in your ecosystem. So that's another benefit of pre-orders. So let's talk though some about the downsides of pre-orders, why some people don't like to use them. So some people are very into playing the Amazon algorithm. And I don't say playing as in like they're doing something wrong or cheating, but you can boost your rank in different ways. And one of the ways to boost your rank on Amazon is to have a really big launch day. So as opposed to, let's say you've got 200 sales of a pre-order that have come in over 3 months versus like 200 sales on one day, if you don't have a pre-order. So your rank on day one is going to be higher if you get all those sales all at once. But it can also backfire because the Amazon algorithm also does favor slow, steady, consistent sales. And so my thought is that pre-orders, if you already have some readers in your system, like if you're promoting a subsequent book in a series, I actually think that having a pre-order is going to boost your rank because the algorithm does favor slow, or not necessarily slow, but consistent sales over time. So yes, it is true. If we're talking about 200 sales over 3 months versus 200 sales on day one of your launch, that you're going to rank way higher on day one of your launch, but you are not going to stick in that rank for as long as if you had months of consistent sales. So again, I don't invest tons of time into playing the algorithm, but if you are super concerned about that, there are certain reasons why you might want to go with a pre-order to get that kind of consistent buildup. Or some people really like launching into the top 1,000 on the Kindle store or something, which can work out better if you have lots and lots of sales on day one. Another reason to focus on pre-orders is for like a USA Today run. And so a couple weeks ago, I was in a box set that hit the USA Today list. And one of the tools we used was we had it on pre-order for the full pre-order period. And if you're going to do this, then you need to have your book published on a Tuesday And all the sales, all the pre-order sales count as sales for Monday. And the USA Today list runs from, they just look at sales from Monday to Sunday in a calendar week. And so if you're trying to hit a major list, having pre-orders can really help you get those numbers up as well. So other than rank issues, the only other reason why some authors don't like doing pre-orders is because it's a lot of pressure. But now with Amazon's changes, I feel like that's less of a problem. So the pressure used to be, like I said, if you miss your pre-order deadline, your account gets suspended from being able to do pre-orders for a full year. Also, if you don't update the final version, or many authors I know of, it never happened to me, but many authors I know of uploaded a placeholder file or an unedited version just for pre-order, and then they still uploaded the final file by the right day, and somehow Amazon still sent the wrong file. All of that stress is taken away with the fact that you can now do an assetless pre-order, and also you've got a 30-day grace period where if you need to move your publication date back by a few weeks, you absolutely can. So that makes it so there are even fewer downsides to doing pre-orders. You can also set up a pre-order without a cover. I did this once because I was testing a couple different covers and wasn't sure what I was going to do yet. It doesn't look as pretty, but it certainly can happen if you just want to have something up there. This would be a case where, in a lot of ways, having something is better than having nothing. And so the only reason right now that I wouldn't do pre-order is if you just really didn't know what your next book was going to be and where it was going to go. And that would be the major reason. Or again, if you're the kind who really wants to get a whole big major splash in rank on day one, and you don't want to kind of slowly compile those sales, then that would be another reason to avoid pre-orders. So it's certainly not something you have to do, but there are fewer cons right now than there used to be. My biggest reason for liking pre-orders, like I already said, is I like just kind of getting something done and then taking time to get my ducks in a row. And I also like, especially when I have a series, ideally I like to have the pre-order link to the next book in the series by the time the book before that actually gets published. And that way I'm trying not to lose readers. So yes, you can also start running ads to pre-orders, although they tend to not be as effective. So for example, Amazon ads, you can run them. When they show, they actually have a little pre-order button on them, which kind of does make them stand out. So that can be a good thing. But my experience is that fewer people are going to buy a pre-order based on an ad, just because the people who are buying based on ads in most cases are looking for something right there, right now. It's way more likely that your pre-order customers are going to be your newsletter, your followers, your readers who are seeing the link in your back matter. If you get up to 1,000 BookBub followers, then BookBub will also send out a pre-order alert. It can cost a little bit of money. Like I think the last time I did it, it was maybe like $15. So it's not much. It's based on how many followers you have, but they'll send pre-order alerts. Sometimes Amazon will send pre-order alerts to people who follow your Amazon author page. So it's a nice way to get a little buzz for your book. It's a nice way to either, if you're like me and you want to kind of work ahead and get your ducks in a row, it's nice for that. Or if you kind of like to have that last minute motivation to keep from procrastinating, it can be helpful for that as well. So that is all about pre-orders. And I hope you're having a great day. I hope your writing is going well and that your creativity is soaring. And we'll talk to you next time.